This is Pat Engel from Lehigh University, and I want to talk about why I chose to work on the Johnson versus McIntosh component of this project. What we've been assembling here, as I see it, are the ingredients of the original word spells used to dispossess indigenous peoples in the U.S. of their homelands and much more. I say word spells because I think that words are the first step toward making it so. And what I've seen here is that saying the words enough times with enough righteous conviction and in the same breath with concepts like God, civilization, and democracy hardens the wish into custom, precedent, law, and eventually national ideology. Johnson versus McIntosh documents how that happens. Justice Marshall lays out and codifies that long trail of discursive shifts that brought this question of Indian property title to his court in 1823. Much like the Supreme Court justices today, he uses the judicial gavel to chisel out of that emotionally charged discourse legal doctrines far beyond and in fact inconsistent with what the legislative and executive branches of the government were saying and doing. And this, I think, is the crux of what Marshall endorses in this case. Deceit and treachery as the new and different rule of conquest, as he calls it, that had to be implemented because the extraordinarily fierce and brave Indians just did not go down the way they were supposed to. The thing is, it doesn't end here. The damage done to Native Americans and our national psyche fans out across generations and courses through our daily lives. Greed wrote the new rule of conquest Marshall endorses in this case. Through projects like ours, enlightenment will write a better rule of compassion and responsibility.